Thank you for joining us. This is Prophetess Mary Ayodele with the Better Covenant Cherubim and Seraphim Church Ministry International, based in Benin City, Edo State, Nigeria, and currently planting here in Houston, Texas, United States of America. I want to welcome you all to this great conversation that we are about to have with the most senior apostle prophet, Michael Ayodele, the general overseer and founder of Better Covenant Cherubim and Seraphim Church Ministry International. The reason we're having this conversation is because ever since September of 2014, I have been blessed to put notice of the Archangel Michael Day celebration on the Facebook page of the church's website, on Facebook at Better Covenant CNS, Church Ministry International. And every year that notice goes up, we get very interesting posts from people who are concerned that to celebrate Archangel Michael may be unbiblical, it may be a form of idolatry, and one person went as far as to call it satanic. After 2 years of having those type of comments posted and responded to in writing, I asked the most senior apostle prophet, Michael Ayodele, if he would speak in a conversational way to some questions and answers that many of us in the West may have about Archangel Michael Day, and those of us who are not here in the North American hemisphere that may have some questions as well, our listeners around the world and people who support the church who are not practicing the CNS faith, that denominational walk with Christ. There may be other people wondering about it. So thankfully, God moved Apostle Prophet Michael Ayodele to agree to have this conversation. And we want to open this conversation up and extend it beyond this recording. If you become aware of this recording and you have a question about what you've heard, feel free to go to the Facebook page of the church and click on messages, and you can send in your question, or we really do welcome you to post that question on the church Facebook page underneath the recording where it can be answered publicly. Also, if you are a man or woman of God and you would like to speak during a dialogue such as this one with the Apostle Prophet regarding the things that he brings forth in this conversation, we'll be glad to arrange another teleconference where you will be invited to the phone line and you'll be welcomed to respectfully and in a God-centered way share your concerns about Archangel Michael Day. I want you all to note that this conversation is not being recorded and shared with you in order to convince you that it's okay to do it or in order to get you to join the church or to change your beliefs. Not at all. This call is being recorded in order to address concerns directly and by name for the people who posted them, because we recognize in cyber world for every post that is written out, there's usually another 10 to 100 people who are thinking the same thing but didn't post it. So we're addressing these concerns directly to glorify God and to magnify the name of the Lord in our work. In other words, we're coming up publicly, cleanly, and directly to answer these concerns so we can continue to celebrate the victory that God had in heaven when he allowed Archangel Michael to throw Satan out. So, without further ado, I would like to welcome the most senior apostle prophet, Michael Ayodele, to the line where he will open up this conversation with a brief prayer. Apostle prophet Michael Ayodele, are you with us?
Yes, God bless you.
Amen. Thank you, Apostle.
You're welcome. You're welcome, listeners. God bless you. Thank God for meeting once again. I want us to pray. Father, Lord, blessed are the Spirit, I am that I am, that is who you are. The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the Creator of the whole universe, we bless thee, O Lord, because you never share your glory with anyone. We thank you for your grace for us to have been even unto this hour. For even a second cannot be bought, though you gave us lot of days, months, years. Glory be to you in the name of Jesus. Father, every word that does not come from thee, do not allow it out, O Lord. Manifest your power of authority. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
You are blessed. I think once again we're here to re-deliberate upon some questions or some word of accusation that went wrong, where some people were writing it is being satanic. And, you know, well, it is how you can express it. I will be angry of you, but I want you to listen very well, because I have some write-up on the day we celebrate back in Jamaica Day, and the day we celebrated it, that's true. But I want you to listen very well. Don't be angry. Just relax, listen. And God will bless us in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you, Apostle Prophet Michael, for that wonderful opening prayer and that invitation for everyone to take a deep breath and become Christ-centered in this conversation and even in the listening of it and their responses. Thank you very much. And I want to thank you again for agreeing to have this conversation. Apostle Prophet, thank you. As I mentioned, for the 2 years that I've been blessed to be a part of Better Covenant, CNS Ministry International, and to post this announcement on the church website on Facebook, we've received some very, very interesting responses. Some of the people, the majority, are writing us to ask us to remember them in prayer. And as part of this conversation, I am welcoming you to tell us, we can do that now if you don't mind, Apostle Prophet, can you tell us why prayer during this particular celebration is important for people in their lives? And exactly who are we praying to during the Archangel Michael celebration, sir?
Thank you very much for that interesting question. But people who wrote or who are writing during this period of time are of two reasons. One, they don't understand, but they feel what they understood, what I think they understood was in Jamaica is a war fighter, and they know that according to the Bible, you say our warfare are not carnal. That is, our fight, our problem are not physical, they are spiritual, pulling down every stronghold of the enemies. And we cannot really fight it since it is not carnal and depends on individual. That is why the Bible says when somebody is sick, let it go to the head of the church and let it pray and anoint it with oil. So the fact that they know, because Archangel Michael is powerful, because of his grace that God has given him. And being that very day, Archangel Michael, the day he was really recognized, first recognized, was when there was war in heaven. Can you imagine? If there was war in heaven in a certain time, what do you think of this earth? There was war in heaven, and Archangel Michael was given the power and was promoted to captain the war fighters to have win the Satan and the fallen angels. And he won them, and the Bible recorded that there was peace in heaven. Whenever I read that place, there was peace in heaven. I say, heaven, where God sits, there was peace. So there was war in the time. So an angel who could do that, if you look at Lucifer, he messed up. He was the head of the choir. So, but Angel Michael didn't mess up. He conquered the Lucifer. So that was the day that heaven received peace. There was no war. So in this way, these people write this prayer request to represent that Angel God should use Angel Michael to come and fight their war. They are tendering their prayer request. The Bible says, let your request be known unto me. That is God saying. So they tender their prayer. It's just like somebody who is going to a mountain to pray. They said, oh, why should they go to a mountain? Because they believe it's a solitary place. It's a place where God quickly answers. Look at Jesus Christ. He said he will go to a solitary place, a mountain. He prayed. That even the sweat that was coming out from his body was like blood. So, you see, so this is what it is. That Archangel Michael Day is a day where all my war will be for, where God will use Angel Michael to conquer the war that is fighting against me, both knowing and unknowing.
Amen. That is it. Thank you. Thank you, Apostle Prophet. So I'm understanding that, thank you, this is a day for people who ask for prayer to focus on God sending them divine help from heaven to conquer the war that is happening in their life. Is that correct, Apostle Prophet Michael?
Very correct. And it's always on the 27th of September, 29th of September, 29th.
The 29th, sir? Okay. So it's always 29th. September 29th. Okay.
Yes.
Thank you, sir. I understand that. That's very, very helpful for us. And can you tell me when people, for example, we used to have live events where you would call in and people would call in from around the world and you would lead us in prayer. Can you reassure the people who are listening and clarify for us when people call in for prayer during that event or if they send us in writing their prayer through the Facebook page, who exactly are we praying to? Are we going to pray to Archangel Michael, or are we going to pray to Jehovah God?
You see, Archangel Michael is a servant, just as the servant of us, we humans, who are servant on earth. He's a servant in heaven. So it is not possible we pray to, they are messengers. He's a messenger. It's just that he's a strong messenger. And I want to say, maybe I will come there later. I want to say that he's also the most powerful angel. So we don't pray. There is no way. That is an idolatry. You cannot pray to angels. You can only pray to God through Jesus, the name of Jesus, because there is no other way.
I see. Thank you, Apostle Prophet Michael. And that brings me to another space in this conversation, sir, where many people, and I'm going to take the time to read their exact words with their exact concerns in just a moment, sir. But for now, I want to talk to you a little bit about where people seem to think that a celebration is worship. So when we say we're going to celebrate Archangel Michael, they tend to understand it And I want to rebuke Satan right here. That's just the spirit of confusion coming up in that conversation where people can read the word celebration and see it as worshiping. Can you take a minute and try to help us understand, you know, the listeners understand the difference between a celebration and the biblical definition of worship, sir?
Well, I think if we look at the book of Revelation chapter 19, verse 10, we will understand that worshiping is quite different. Where a man of God, we are trying to worship Angel Michael, worship the angels, and the angel, no, yes, he was trying to worship the angel, and the angel told him, he said, no, he said, I am just a servant like you. You cannot worship me. I'm an angel. You only worship Christ. So that is worshiping because he was bound. The Bible says he bowed down his head to worship him. You know? Because he does things like God. Why? Because it was God who sent him a message. He's just like a man of God, a prophet, an apostle, or whatsoever God has given a power according to the utterance to perform miracle, or whatsoever. You see people bow down for them, you know, like as if they're God. You know, no, not really. It was God who exalted the power, who has given them the power. And there is difference between celebrating and worshiping. I've just told you about worshiping. Worshiping is when you bow down your heads, you reference, you pray through that very person that is worshiping. Okay, now celebrating, for example, when you say, oh, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, you are celebrating them, saying that they did well. You are calling on their God. Because you believe, yeah, because you believe in them, you are calling on their God. For example, when you say, the God of Angel Michael, when you are saying that, if you can call the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, who did not do up to half of what Angel Michael is doing, then what is bad in it to say the God of Angel Michael?
May I interject real quick? I want to be clear that you're saying, excuse me, sir, I just want to interject that when people call on the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, they are celebrating Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob as people who are connected to God. So you're clear. So when people call on the God of Archangel Michael, they're calling on the God that gave this archangel the divine grace to throw Satan out of heaven. They are not praying to the archangel. Is that correct, sir?
That's correct.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for clearing that. When people call on the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, they are not praying to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, are they?
Whoa.
No. Okay, I understand. They're praying to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
Yeah, they are celebrating them that they did well. They served God. You know, it's a thing. It's just, for example, when you say when there is a prophet or whatsoever, you see a man who is older than the pastor, we call the pastor, oh, my father in the Lord. He says, my father. He call him father. Yeah, is this really his father, biological father? No. Because of the grace of God in him, he gave him that respect because he obeyed. If that man of God did not do what God will make him to use him, he won't get that honor. You see, just as what the Bible says in the book of in the book of Luke, and look at what it says in 1 Peter also chapter 4. Okay? So it makes us to know that in 1 Peter chapter 4, from verse 7 to 8 there, it makes us to know that we should be strong and we should discipline ourselves. If you don't discipline yourself, God can't use you. So a lot of people cannot be used because they can't discipline themselves. So when you discipline yourself for God to use you, You must be celebrated because you know the true God and God uses you. That is what it is.
I see. Thank you, Apostle Prophet Michael, for clearing that up. That was a major point, which if at this time it's okay with you, Apostle, I would like to bring forth one of the statements that was posted on the website last September 2015.
Okay.
And for our listeners, thank you. For our listeners, I'd like you to know that I approached the Apostle Prophet Michael last year after these things had happened, and I asked him, would he speak publicly and share his responses to these postings? And he said yes, and the Lord moved on him over this year, and he sat with it. And I'm very thankful once again that God gave him the grace and the discipline to come forth right now during the week of Archangel Michael celebration to speak on these concerns. So this has marinated for a while with the man of God. And with that, I'm going to read one of the postings. This is from a Vincent Poole, dated September 29th, 2015. It reads, "Angel worship is not of God and is not biblical. Read your Bible, Revelations 19, verse 10. Angels are ministering spirits sent to minister on behalf of the heirs of salvation. They are not intended to be objects of worship. This is idolatry and no different than worship of Satan, who himself was an angel who was cast out of heaven for wanting to be worshiped." And that is end of quote. Apostle Prophet Michael, would you respond to that, please?
Well, I would definitely respond to it. There are some group of religion, in their altar, they put a picture of a lion, or they put an image of lion, representing the lion of the tribe of Judah. And does it mean they are worshiping lion? And when they want to pray, they face the altar as God was there. Is the lion God? I know what I'm saying when I'm saying this, but I'm led by the Spirit of God to say this. Now, I want us to understand this, my dear brothers and sisters and listeners, that there's difference between worship and celebrating. I remember there is never a time we are celebrating Archangel Day. It is never written worshiping. It is written celebrating. And when we are praying, you don't hear the saying the name of Archangel Michael. How can that be done? At what mouth we say that? That is calling the wrath of God. That is blasphemy. So, there is never a time it is called worship. It is celebrating. As I earlier said, as you will celebrate your Father in the Lord, who is human, but remember what the Bible says about angels and human. We are little lower than the angels. In other words, the angel is still greater. And look at what, there is nothing on earth that human has done that will be up to half of what angels has done. So, we are just celebrating it because there are angels that messed up. They didn't finish it. They didn't do good work. We were driven. And these are our tormentors nowadays. These are why things are difficult for humanity on earth, except you know your rights. That is what the Bible says, if those that dwell in the secret place of the Most High shall abide in the shadow of Almighty. Why? It was because of Satan. Now, for this reason, we are not worshiping angels. We celebrate angels. It's just like you celebrating your birthday. Are you celebrating? Are you worshiping yourself on the day of your birthday? No. You celebrate it. When you celebrate an independence, is the day you got freedom. You celebrate it. So, Eyak Ejemeke Day is celebrating the day heaven got peace. The day heaven acquired peace again, which means there was a time there was no peace in heaven. If there was no peace in heaven up to now, there wouldn't have been hope for any one of us. So God bless you.
Thank you, Apostle Prophet Michael, for clearing that up, and I appreciate that. I'm going to continue with the comments because they do continue, only two more, if you don't mind. In response to that comment, we have a posting from Brother Samuel Migwe, and he writes, and I quote, "I am also concerned over the matter. I believe, too, that angels must be left to the work of guardianship. Any request you have asked in the name of Jesus and through the Word and the Holy Spirit, God then decides what angel will be at your service, whether Michael, Gabriel, or any other, depending on the nature of your needs. Of concern, too, is the title Most Senior. I think Prophet so-and-so is enough. That would not mean your ministry is small, for how and the magnitude of your use from God is what matters." End of quote. Apostle Prophet, would you like to address his concerns regarding God deciding what angel will be sent to your service,
people,
and
God.
Your title, sir? Thank you.
Well, bless God. Let me start from the title. I want us to know that, really, it was not I who really gave the title. I was due to it. That was why I was being given. You see, in cherubim and seraphim CNS, we have rules and regulations, and you work for what you'll be given. You work for it. There is nowhere you must see senior or whatever. Even in heavens, there are seniors. Look, even among the angels, there are seniors of angels. They may not say, like, for example, Angel Michael was declared the great. Yes. If you look at Daniel, please let us read Daniel chapter 12, verse 1.
Yes, Apostle Prophet, I'll read that for you. I'm reading reading from the book of Daniel, chapter 12, and that is verse 1. And this is from the Modern English Version of the Bible. And I read, "At that time Michael shall stand up, the great prince who stands guard over the sons of your people. And there shall be a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation, even to that time. And at that time your people shall be delivered, everyone who shall be found written in the book." Blessed be the word of the Lord.
Amen. You see that at every place where there is commotion, war, there is no peace, Michael is always there. Which means there are angels who cannot do that work except Michael, which makes him the great angels. Now, if you look among the archangels, it is not all angels that God has are archangels. These are special angels that are called archangels. Is that not seniority? So name does not really mean, well, let me tell you the real fact, name does not really occur how God uses you, or name does not even like you bear pope or whatsoever. That does not mean God uses you, no. It's just to know the difference between A, B, or C. It's just like a name. If everybody is bearing John, you cannot know the difference. You get John, you get Junior John, Senior John, you know? You just put one kind of thing, name, a mark to differentiate. So I don't think name has anything to do with this. I think we are talking about the Word of God. Name does not have anything to do with it. Well, the Bible rightly says, it is what you don't know. So I just have to let you know. Now, back to your first question. I really appreciate what you really said there. But I want you to understand that in the things of the Lord, they are orderly. We, I repeat, we don't pray to an angel. We don't worship angels. We celebrate angels. And why was this specially angel Michael? Because he is the greatest out of all the angels. He was the one who led, who captained all other angels of war to give peace back to heavens as God has given them the utterance. And more also, that is why we of CNS celebrate at Angel Michael Day on the 29th of September. We don't, if I want you to know, it's not a must that you must, it's not a, if you don't do it, it's not a, it does not call that you will go to heaven whatsoever. But we do it and pray specially that day to make peace to come into our whole home. Now, let me tell you, the essence of doing it, the reward is only on earth. The reward of doing that is only on earth, to conquer the devil. That is why we celebrate. It's just like when somebody is on earth, you didn't celebrate. When he's dead, you celebrate. It has no use again. But in the Menke is still living, and he's still wherever. In fact, it is the rules and regulations of succeeding the devil. For example, I remember when we were small those days, if we were going to school, we would be going with our elderly brothers, you know, that are more giant, that are having power. So the our mates who are powerful than us cannot fix up, cannot beat us on the way or mess us up, you know. But at the time they wouldn't go to school with us, that very day would be more very careful. And they are still afraid to touch us because they know that when we tell our elderly brother, when they come to school, they will fix them up. So what does that mean? Jesus Christ is enough for all. You can pray in the name of Jesus, it is over, it is over. But let me let you know something. God himself did not say a word against Lucifer and the fallen angels. God can say a word and Lucifer and the fallen angels are burnt out. They will just fall without anything. But he used Angel Michael and the rest angel. He used Angel Michael to be the captain because God is too big for Satan, for Lucifer. So if God can use Angel Michael, so we can still take the same God using Angel Michael because Lucifer and the fallen angels are afraid of that name Angel Michael, Archangel Michael, because he knows he was really tough for him. That was why he ran away. That was why he declared, because his motive was to dethrone. His motive was to act as God, to have his own kingdom. So for somebody to run away from such place, you know that he got what was powerful than he do. So, my dear brother, I understand what you said, and that was why I'm not angry or annoyed of you. And that was why I have to tell you that this is why we do such things. And more also, if you look at it, as I've earlier said, you say God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You are not worshiping Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You know, just as Jesus Christ met the woman on the pool, he said this this pool is for Abraham. So he said, no, look, I will give you water. When I will give you my whole water, you will thirst no more. And the woman said, I would like to drink of that water. And he tell her a story about her life. And then the woman went and called other people to say, come and look wonders that is happening. So Jesus Christ is the ultimate, is the one we worship. Is the one we worship. We don't worship angels. Once again, I say, we celebrate angels, celebrate just like as you celebrate your Independence Day, the day you got freedom. So we are celebrating the day heaven received peace again. God bless you.
Thank you, Apostle Prophet Michael. I appreciate that response. I have one more response to Brother Samuel Miguis from Brother Vincent Poole, and I'll read that, and we'll await your response to it. It reads, Amen. The determining of which angel to send, let me restart that, Amen. The determining of which angel is sent is done by God and not by man. There is nowhere in Scripture that tells us that we are able to pick and choose which angel will aid us. The Scripture says that they are all ministering spirits sent to minister on behalf of the heirs of salvation. Also, the title of Most High is reserved for God alone. Wanting to stand out above others is again why Satan was expelled from heaven. It is a demonstration of pride, arrogance, haughtiness, and high-mindedness. There is no demonstration of the character of Christ in this. It is a grave error and deception. Candles were only lit in the holy place and on the Sabbath. They were not read. There is no biblical foundation for this whatsoever. This is precisely the reason why believers need to know the Word and have an intimate relationship with the Father for themselves, end of quote. And I'd like to add for our listeners that people were invited to light a candle in their home in the color of red while they fellowshipped with us for a live prayer session by phone. And that is what Brother Vincent Poole is responding to. His response that candles were only lit in holy places and on the Sabbath. He had some deep concerns about the candles and also of the color red and how there was nowhere in the Bible that said people should light red candles and pray. Apostle Prophet Michael, would you like to speak to that and respond?
Well, the word in this, I want to let you know, is that the grace of God makes us to know this very well, that all angels have their own duties. So God don't send any angels anyhow. It is according to the utterance. I say it again, just as the Bible says that some have given a pastor, evangelist, apostle, prophet, whatsoever, according to the utterance. You know, if you look at in the book of Daniel, the angel was fighting, the angel of darkness was fighting, that they were fighting with the angel to deliver message to this man of God for 21 days. Until Angel Michael was sent to do what? To rescue. Because he knows he's the angel of war. That was why he said, hey, why did he say Angel Michael? Because that angel was the angel of messenger. So he's not the angel of war. That was why there was a battle. But because he was sent by God, so the devil could not take whatever that was with him he wants to deliver to the Son of God. But being that the angel Michael was the angel of war, he now sent him, go. And he went and rescued him. And the devil, when he saw, let me let you know, when the devil saw angel Michael, he flee. And the angel was left to go and deliver the message. And the angel told the man of God, he said, look, God has answered you for long, just that the devil has been fighting with me for 21 days until Angel Michael came. Now, that is that. Now, if you want to know something, in the book, if when you see the story of David, David had all the grace to build the temple for God. And God says, no, you cannot build my temple. Why? Because your hands are full of blood. Then he transferred to Solomon. Because David, why was David's hand full of blood? Because he was a war fighter. He can't build his holy temple for him. So, Angel Michael has been the captain of the war fighter, as David was a captain of the war fighter as a king also on earth. His hands is likely to be filled with blood because that is what God has ordained him for. Now, it is just like when you see those days now. If it is nowadays, you see people going to war with swords, like killing people. What will people say about it? But then David went on and God was with him. Though he was taking souls, taking lives. But God was with him because God has empowered him. But there are things he could not do. So, red candle represents like, say, oh, it's a danger. Red represents danger. When you go to traffic light, it means don't cross. It is red. When the children of Israel were to leave the land of Egypt, God said, slaughter the blood, put the blood at the signpost on the top and on the two sides. When the angel of death shall come, when they shall see it, they shall not enter there because it's a sign of what? Danger. So that is why at the day of the market day, to represent that day is a danger. Devil, you must get, wherever you are in my life, you are out. I am a danger zone because today is Archangel Michael Day. I am commanding, praying to God to command the Archangel Michael to come and conquer you away from my life, away from my business, away from my marriage, away from myself, from my very self, if I'm healed, if I'm sick, you know, to do all things. That is a sign of this is a danger zone. Stay off. That is the reason of there is nothing else. That is the reason of lighting that red candle. It's just a symbol of a danger zone. That is all what it is. Just like, for example, when you see the men of God or whatsoever, if you see people want to act angel, what do? They put on white clothes, representing purity. Does it mean they are serving idol? No. Representing purity. You know, so it's a symbolic sign. It's a sign. That is what it is. There is nothing else than that. It's just a sign. So my dear brethren, I want you to know that the lighting of candle whatsoever, if there are other motives, other people are doing, I don't know, but for CNS, I'm telling you what it is. It's a sign of danger zone. I am a danger zone. Don't come closer. That is all it is. Satan, don't come closer. God bless
Thank
you.
Thank you, Apostle Prophet Michael. I'm really interested in what you said about that candle offering a sign, offering it as a symbol. It's not something that people pray to. It's not something they worship. Is that similar, Apostle Prophet, to having a cross in the church? I don't know of any biblical verses that say that people should have crosses around their necks or in the church. Is that similar, Apostle Prophet?
Well, I want to say this. The Bible rightly said that do not bow down for any graven image. There are a lot of people, they misuse the uses of cross. In fact, a lot of people put cross on their neck and commit atrocity. It is never respected again. A lot of people put cross in the church, a center of Christ. They mold Christ with a mold, with something, and they bow down for the image. The Bible said that should not bow down for any graven image. So people put the cross on their neck and they hold it, they kiss it, as if, what is that? These are images. Indirectly, you are worshiping an idol. You kiss it. You say, no, it's a sign. Putting cross on your neck whatsoever is a sign to tell the devil, I belong to Christ. It's just a sign. It's a sign. I am for Christ. I am a danger zone also. Christ is in me. Don't come closer. I am a danger zone. That is what it is. It's a sign. It is not a criteria that Christ is there, because it all now depends. Christ is in you already, but it's to show to the world, or to show to the world that you are for Christ. That is the symbol.
Thank you, Apostle Prophet Ayodele. This has been a marvelous conversation. I want to thank you once again for taking the time out and taking the meditative time as a man of God to allow this to marinate for almost 365 calendar days before God moved on you to have this conversation with us throughout the world. One thing I'd like to say is that the Apostle Prophet welcomes your responses. You may feel comfortable responding at the church's webpage where this will be posted, and you will receive a response in turn from him as warranted. And also, if you'd like to extend this conversation and have another teleconference, because the point is not to prove anything to anyone. The point is to stand on the scripture and on the word of God, and with respect to all of God's children, about how God is honored. And if any of you would like to extend this conversation respectfully and based on the word of God, the Apostle Prophet Michael Ayodele welcomes that opportunity. Is that correct, Apostle Prophet?
That's correct.
Thank you. So, Apostle Prophet, may I ask you to close this conversation with prayer?
Yes. Before I do that, I just want to quote this place so that individual will go and read it. Revelation chapter 19, verse 10. Revelation chapter 12, verse 7 and 8. Revelation chapter 12, verse 7. Jude, J-U-D-E, Jude chapter 1, verse 9. Daniel chapter 10, verse 13. Daniel chapter 12, verse 1. And 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16. 1 Thessalonians 4, 16. Daniel chapter 12, chapter 10, verse 12 to 13. God bless you in Jesus' name. And more also, don't forget, read Daniel chapter 10, verse 21. God bless you in Jesus' name. Shall we pray? King of glory, I bless your name. I give you all the glory because they are worthy of praises. Father, you told us that we should not judge because we shall be judged. Lord, you said in your word, anyone that does not believe that Jesus Christ is Lord is condemned already. Father, King of glory, have mercy, purify us. Lord, direct us, O Lord. The word says that a lot perishes because they lack knowledge. Father, give us the word of your knowledge. As King Solomon asked of your wisdom, that was why he was able to rule. Father, give us your power so that we will not be a castaway at the later day. Let your name be glorified. Thank you for your word. Let your word be a light upon us. Reveal unto us the real fact of your word. Thank you, Lord. Lead us, guide us. As many that has gone astray, Lord, I pray by your power of the utterance for your grace, restore them back by your grace in the name of Jesus. The Bible says that there is a way seemeth right up to a man, but the end is destruction, which means they may be out and they may not know, they will think they are in. Father, by your power of your grace, restrict them back in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, King of glory, Because it is really painful to see that at that day, that heaven is not the home. Lord, retrieve them back in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Just as the 99 sheep were in one place and one was missing, you look for that one. Father, retrieve them back in the mighty name of Jesus. I also, and my, those that the Lord has given me, we shall not miss your kingdom. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. You are blessed.
Amen. Thank you, Apostle Prophet Michael Ayodele, for joining us this evening once again to share with us this timeless message regarding the purpose and the point of celebrating Archangel Michael Day in the Better Covenant Cherubim and Seraphim Church Ministry International. For those of you who've tuned in to this, we appreciate your time. May God continue to bless you. You may reach out to us through the Better Covenant CNS Church Ministry International page on Facebook. Click the message box if you're looking for prayer or to continue this dialogue. Please send us a message and we will respond as warranted. Thank you and may God bless you and cover you with the blood of Jesus. Now and always.